Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, move on from that trip down memory lane, a bit like smell, music can trigger powerful memories. Since the end of last year, the Rory Gallagher Music Library in Cork has been putting together music and memory boxes which are sent to nursing homes for people with dementia. It was a pilot scheme, but now it's being rolled out with more energy. Margaret O'Sullivan is Executive Librarian at the Rory Gallagher Music Library. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon.
And so,
thanks
so,
for the opportunity, give us the opportunity to talk about our music and memories boxes.
So could you tell us what's in the boxes, Margaret?
So what we've got in the boxes are 15 music CDs of nostalgia music, and we have full selection of music in here, obviously, in the music library. There are also 30 pictures of Old Cork City, a dementia-friendly jigsaw puzzle, and 4 nostalgia books with pictures from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s. Pictures of Ireland, Cork, or associated pictures of those times.
Right, OK. And is it the same contents in each box, or can you maybe change it slightly depending on the person?
It's different. No, it's different. The 12 boxes each have different items inside in them. So they rotate between the nursing homes and daycare centres once every month. But every box is different. Nothing is similar. And they're rotated then constantly between the nursing homes.
Right. OK. And so and I assume it's kind of seen in the context of somebody's with the person when they open the box and explores the contents.
Yes, they're for the activities coordinators in the nursing homes. So the pictures of Old Cork, then they would be handed around to all the residents, and that would spark conversation. And they're particularly aimed at the elderly or people with memory loss, dementia or Alzheimer's. And people with Alzheimer's and memory loss can only operate in the past. Even if you go into a nursing home, you become disconnected from the present world. So you're really operating off your memories. And if you have nobody to talk to you about your memories, you get disconnected from your other human beings around you.
Mm.
And that becomes a problem then for me. You start getting depression and sliding backwards with that to compound the other problem of memory loss. But by having these pictures, it allows people to initiate conversations, get involved in conversations, remain connected with each other and be in a better mental state of health.
Yes.
The CDs, music CDs are the same there to promote memories around music. And usually a sing song starts off with that and it's lovely. Very, very nice.
Okay.
The books are the same. They promote memories. Like some of the music now we have here, I'm just looking at, this will bring back memories. Des Kyo sings Arts and Disgraces.
Mm.
And Country Star Time is some of our music. So you'd have Brendan Shine, The Indians, Tooth Company, Margot. Brendan Quinn, you'd remember, or forgotten a lot of those people. So that's the time that people exist back in and that people can talk about. And I have seen them in operation in one of the nursing homes that I went to. People were sitting down in quiet. There was no chat out of them. The box came out and the next thing the conversation started. And it being Cork, of course, they were talking about the English market, tripe and drasheen, pig's trotters and various other things. And we had a few songs, the banks and all of that was, and it was actually lovely. You could see the spark of life that came into people. It was a complete change. It was very humbling actually to see big spark and great interaction, great fun had by all.
Right. What if you're not from Cork? What happens then?
Well, then hopefully you've got a very nice library service nearby you that will provide the same kind of boxes for you. Every year, we're very lucky in libraries because we have lots of access to old pictures of where we come from. In our case now, it would be Cork City Archives and, of course, our beloved Cork Examiner and the Holly Bow. And they very kindly have allowed us access their photographs, their old photographs, and that has been invaluable to us. So every county and every authority will be able to make this their own.
Right, OK. And are we at the stage now where it's going to be rolled out around the country?
Well, I don't know. I've no control over that. But I hope that in Cork City, I know in Cork City we're very blessed. The council actually funded the pilot project, which was fantastic. They totally funded it. And we have a very strong housebound service here. And we're very fond of our housebound people. So I know that they're going to roll that out further in the city. It's going to be extended much further. And we've had contacts from Alzheimer's Society, nursing homes, daycare centres, you name it, and individuals coming in looking for items today. So I know we will roll it out much, much further, and we can put lots of variants in it. We can add in music DVDs, we can add in old movies into it, so we can make it unique, really.
Yeah.
And every pair will take a different spin on it, and that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Margaret, that's fantastic. Keep up the good work, and thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Margaret. That was Margaret O'Sullivan there, Executive Librarian at the Rory Gallagher Music Library in Cork City.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.